The term limits lobby has always seemed like those people who shout, "Stop me before I kill again!" If you don't stop me, I'm going to cast my ballot for one of those darned incumbents. Truly, these are people who deserve our compassion. The court's ruling liberated voters from a dungeon in which for 10 years they were denied the chance to vote for any candidate of their choice. Now political operatives of the National Term Limit Movement will descend on Oregon like a swarm of locusts. As they try to handcuff us with term limits again, they'll say they hope to strike a blow for democracy. Ironically, their idea diminishes representative democracy. Worse, it takes away an important liberty, your liberty, to vote as you wish for anyone who may wish to be a candidate. There's little doubt that lobbyists for term limits will place their mischief on the ballot again. The signature gathering industry in Oregon will see to that. Well, good. It'll give Oregon voters another chance to consider their most important freedom. This time around, it'll be interesting to see if Oregon's top civic leaders will debate the term limit bosses. In 1992, few of those civic leaders did, perhaps because they didn't think it was fair to battle wits with unarmed persons. But this time, no one who believes in representative democracy has the luxury of setting out the debate. The sidelines belong to non-believers and people who are blissfully undisturbed by greenhorn legislators living under the spell of veteran lobbyists. At least the coming debate will provide some laughs. For instance, term limit leaders argue that limits are needed because, gosh, big money corrupts people who stay in politics. Now, here's where you can have some fun. Demand to know, then, why the term limit lobby won't throw its support to the upcoming ballot measure to curb runaway campaign spending. Most of them will tell you that they can't do that because it would curb, you guessed it, an important liberty. Now there's a laugh, because the liberty they respect is not yours, dear voter. No, they're talking about the freedom of big money to throw its political weight around. If that's not funny, ha-ha, it's funny odd. I'm Les O'Coin.